And how many know, just like Sandy was talking about, you know, Satan bombarding her with thoughts, she thought they were hers, and then come to realize, you know, that's the Holy Spirit quickens us. Realize those thoughts are not ours. Then she acted on the word. Right? You see it very clear. She acted on the word. She began to take authority. The Bible says, casting down, the word says it, 2 Corinthians 10, casting down those arguments, those thoughts, though bringing every thought, that's biblical. So when she acted on, she got the results of. When she acted on that word, had she not acted on the word of God, she would have not got the results that she got. When we act on the word of God, and I mean, God will have to give us revelation and understanding of acting on the word of God. And he's very, very good at that. God's very good at that making our path clearer and clearer, making it clear to us how to act on the word of God. I believe that I wouldn't even be living today had I not acted and lived and acted on the word of God back years and years ago. I don't believe my marriage would be together. I don't believe this ministry would be rocking like it is right now had I not acted on the word of God, and not by how things look, feel, sound, and all of that stuff, or reports that we get. Give me that Matthew 7. It says, therefore, these are the words of Jesus in Matthew 7 and 24. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, talking about the word of God, and doeth them, acting on them, I will liken to him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods, all your trials, and all the wind, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. Then he goes on and he said, everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not, they don't act on them. He said, they'll be like to man which built his house on the sand. And it says all of the things. It says, and the rain descended, the floods, the same trials we all get. There's two types here, two foundations here. One is we hear the word of God and we act on the word of God. And this right here is somebody that hears the word and they don't act on the word. Then the same trials comes to this bunch and they fall. Right? They're not strong and all of that. Why? Because they're not acting on the word of God. Let me give you a little example in my life of acting on the word of God. One of the first things that I really remember was a great challenge to me was when I read what Jesus said, and he said, love your enemies. You know, and I just shut the Bible and I thought, oh, man, I didn't sign up for that. I hate that. I don't like that. What was I doing? Hearing and not doing. Right? I didn't embrace it. I wasn't that. So ruin's headed my way. Right? And so anyways, I did. Well, after the Lord told me, he said, my word is not to destroy you, but it's to set you free. And Jesus said it later. He said, if you continue in my word, then shall you be my disciples, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But he said, if you continue in my word, if you continually apply, act on my word, well, see, the word of God builds a strong foundation in our hearts that we stand from. Right? It's like building a house on sand or rock. You know, I mean, if you build a house on sand, it will not stand. I mean, it'll just all kinds of things. But if you build it on a solid foundation, the structure of that house will be sounder, and the winds can come in the natural and all of that. That house will stand where one that's not built good will stand. But he made these two distinctions on acting on the word of God. Do it. And well, that day I said, okay, God. I said, or this time, I don't know what day, I don't remember. But I said, I'm going to love my enemies. And everything in me was telling me you cannot. And everything in my mind and all of that was saying, you know, this don't work. There's those thoughts. It don't really work. You know, you're just going to be a pushover and people's going to see you as weak. And that's the things that Satan began to come to my mind, you know, to get me not to act on the word. So he's going to do everything that he can possibly do in your life to get you not to act on the word. He's actually going to give you, he's going to say when it's, things are not really working out, he's going to say, see, it don't work. What is he doing? He's trying to get you not to, you hear the word, you know the word, but you don't act on the word. And then you're not going to get, you're going to get negative results by not acting. But God's word is true. The Lord, I mean, quickened me to the word. You know, hey, and today I want to say that that word that I acted on, I'm telling you, it set me free. It took it a little while, but it began to work because I embraced it. I embraced that word, and I mean, I didn't think, why didn't it just happen? You know, I really didn't have that concept. I just thought, I'm going to do it. I'm going to stand on the word of God. It's against everything that I think. It's against everything that I've been taught, fight, you know, and all of that stuff, you know. It was against all of that. But time went on and to where I was totally set free from hating people. And even today, when somebody does me wrong, it can't get me bitter. I mean, that it built a strong foundation. That word built a strong foundation in me that I'm going to love my enemies. I'm going to pray for those that use me. If I loan people money and I give it to them, you know, or I loan it to them and they don't pay me back, I sow it. I just sow it. Why? Because I acted on God's word, and I'm not going to let anything steal the word, choke the word, take the word away. And every time that I do that, God prospers me somehow. See, the word prospers you. The storms come and all of that in there, the two foundations, and the one that hears the word and does the word, that it comes and all of that, but it stands. It don't fall. It don't crumble. It don't give in, praise God. Acting on God's word builds a strong foundation that you're living, standing on in here that you know. Well, let me give you another example. Now, you know, I was listening. They got whole programs and all of that against preachers that preach prosperity. But they ought to just build one against Jesus. Because Jesus is the one that preached it. The Lord wrote the Bible. You know, and so I was hearing what they were saying, and they were talking about two or three that we're part, me and Teresa and this church has been partners with this church, I guess about 22 years. And me and Teresa has been partners with that, I won't name the ministry because that's not my point. Been partners with that ministry for almost 30 years, and probably longer than that, I don't know, give or take, whatever. That's not my point either. And I'm just listening to them just a little while, and I thought, you know what? If I really listened to them, I would stop giving. I would stop giving to them ministries. If I listened to that negative stuff that they're saying about these well-known reaching the world. Now they got equipment and stuff. We got church. I mean, all we need is a couple of million. We'll go buy that 30 acres up there, bulldoze all that stuff down, and build us a big, big, huge church right here in Blountsville. You know, well, see, in order for me to get there, I can't listen to that criticism that is contrary to the Word of God. Satan twists the Word of God. He'll twist it. He'll try to get you to believe that God don't want you to prosper. You know, that if you give, it really won't be given back to you. The word is clear. And I act on the word when I give. Luke 6:38, I act on it. But see, acting on the word, God's word, builds a strong foundation. You know, you got to believe the word is true. Then you got to act on that word. And once you act on, and one way of acting on the word is calling yourself what the Bible says you are. Strong, healed, courageous. Don't let nothing negative. The doctor can tell you. The chiropractor told me I had some little arthritis and all of that. And I left out and I thought, thank you, Lord, I got a name now. Now I'm going on the word now. The word says everything that has a name has to bow at the name of Jesus Christ. So I didn't have a name before I went. So I got in the truck and told the Lord that, thank you, Lord, I got a name. And then I laid my hands on my shoulder and neck, and I commanded it to leave me and loose me and let me go in Jesus' name. What am I doing? I'm acting on the Word of God. See, when you act on the Word of God, you begin to get the results that the Word of God says. Give you another. I read about a guy, and he was in the ministry. He was actually a pastor. He was a Methodist pastor, and he went to the doctor, and he's having problems, you know, in his chest and all that. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him, "You got this wrong with your heart, and you're going to live about 6 months." Told him he's going to live about 6 months. So he went back to the church, you know, and he told him, he said, look, he said, I need 2 weeks off. So he took 2 weeks off, and he went up to and rented a cab, whatever he done, and he took 2 weeks finding out if it was in God's Word for him to be healed. And so he spent 2 weeks in the Word of God, and he determined that it was God's will. He took the Word of God. How many knows that builds a strong foundation when you go to the Word? What does the Word say about your mama, your daddy, your cousins, your nephews, your finances? You know, you see what I'm saying? What does the Word say? Because the Word is truth. And it's established. Well, anyhow, he comes back down there, and he told him, he said, he got up there to preach, and he said, well, he said, I've determined after 2 weeks of studying and digging in the Word of God that it's God's will for God's people to be healed. He said, so today I'm declaring to you that I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I'm healed. According to God's Word, I'm healed. What was he doing? Acting on the Word. Then after the service was over, two guys come to him and said, well, you know, we're going on a hiking trip. Do you want to go? And he said, and based on my previous way I felt, my heart and different things and what the doctor said, he said, I thought, I can't go hiking up on the mountain. He said, I'm liable to die going up. His thoughts. He said, and then the next thing he said, I thought, you know what, but God, I'm healed. Nothing had changed. His symptoms hadn't changed. And he went on, he said, and they started up the hill. He said, they started on the hike. He said, and my heart started hurting. My chest started hurting. My mind's telling me you can't. He said, and then I thought, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. He said, and I went. He said, every time I would start thinking those things, the pains would come. The evidence that what the doctor said was real would come. He said, but every time I would say, I can do all things, I'm healed. He said, in every step that I took, he said, when I did that, he said, the symptoms would begin to leave. He said, and by the time I got to the top of the hiking trail, he said, I had no symptoms. And he started dancing and rejoicing and praising God with no symptoms. And I thought about it. I thought, that's the very thing that I'm preaching tonight about, acting on the Word of God. Like Sandy, you know, my kids don't come see me and blah, 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 and all of that stuff. And Satan trying to get her off of that sure foundation. It ain't because Sandy don't know. Sandy's been in this church for 22 years. You cannot not know. God brings the Word to us. I mean, he brings it, praise God. And I mean, a lot of times gives us, just like that example, no matter what's ailing you, what's in your life, praise God, hallelujah. You act on God's Word. You count it as true. And then you go do what you think you can't do in Jesus' name. And say out of your mouth, I go in the name of the Lord God Almighty, according to your Word, God, hallelujah. See, you got to approach this thing from a place of victory in here. Not when you see it to determine that you got victory. That's not acting on the Word. Doubting Thomas did that, right? I won't believe it unless I'm healed or whatever. You know, no, you can't approach this thing like that. We got to act on God's Word. Acting on God's Word builds a strong foundation Believing and acting on the Word of God is how that it becomes reality to you. Did you hear me? Acting on the Word of God that God quickens to you, if He ain't quickened at you, you have no basis. He'll quicken it. He quickened it on love the enemies. Nothing else around that meant nothing at that moment, but it was quickened to me. You know, I didn't know what quickened meant then. Made alive, made real. And then once I had that, I had a choice to make. See, we choose to or not to act on God's Word. And see, the thing about it is, we're not alone. If God be with us, right? Right? Christ in us, we're not alone. The Holy Spirit, He's our helper, right? Angels. We've got, I told my angels the other day, I said, go in the name of Jesus, bring the harvest. Bring in the harvest in my life. Bring in the harvest for the church. I said, angels, go, gather in our harvest in the name of Jesus. Where do I get that authority? The Bible says clearly in there that the angels of God are encamped around about those that reverence God. Well, we reverence God. We respect God. We love Jesus. We love God. So we got angels encamped around about us. And then the Bible says that the angels excel in strength, hearkening to the voice of the Word of the Lord. Not talking about God. God gives us a word. We speak it. The angels excel. Whenever I said, God, I'm going to embrace your word, praise God, hallelujah, I had all kinds of angelic help. And I had supernatural help in my life. And you do too. We're not asked to walk this walk alone. We're not asked to believe for our healing alone. He helps us. The Bible says He helps us with our weaknesses. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I want to say it again. Acting on God's Word is how that it becomes reality. Okay. I acted on, just a small example. The guy acted on, by his stripes, I'm healed. And once he began to act on the Word of God, it became reality to him. Right? He went back to his church a changed man. He went back off of that one acting on God's Word and began to preach healing in that church that he had never preached before. He began because God's Word gave him a foundation to believe from. And then once he acted on that foundational Word, then I'm going to give you scripture to back up what I'm saying right now. The reality, the healing came to the guy. He was already healed. He had been healed for over 2,000 years. He had preached behind the pulpit, sick and heart and all that healed. In the spirit realm, it was healed. See, that's why it's kind of tough for some folk, because they won't renew their mind to the Word of God. They keep leaning to that own understanding, leaning to that way, leaning to how they feel. Lean, not us. We find out the will of God. See, the Word of God will begin to quicken the will of God to you. It'll give place to the Holy Spirit. Let me give you another little example. I just asked the Lord, I believe the desire come up. The Bible says if we delight ourselves in the Lord, He'll give us the desires of our heart, right? Commit our ways to Him and He'll bring it to pass. The desires of our heart, He'll bring it to pass. And I believe what that means. What that means to me is, God, I want your will. Should I buy this? Shouldn't buy that? Should I say that? Should I get involved? Should I not get involved? Finding out, wanting to know God's will. Well, I'm going down the road one day by myself, and I was thinking to myself, I thought, man, you know, me and Travis, we need to buy some land together. You know, just had the thought, you know, and I went on. I said, it wasn't but about a couple of weeks goes by or somewhere of that nature, you know, we get the land and all of that stuff, and I'm not really talking about, I get it nearly cleaned off, and I thought, well, I'm going to fence it in, you know, and, and all of that. And I started desiring some cows. And so one day I thought, well, I'm going to read Deuteronomy. I hadn't read it in about 6 months. You know, so I started reading Deuteronomy 28. And all of a sudden, I seen cows in there. He had blessed cattle. I'd never seen that before. Been there ever since I've been saved. Right? That had been, I've read that. I mean, I read that when I was a young Christian every day. I mean, day in and day out, 5 days a week, I read that scripture, Deuteronomy 28. Blessed if you'll hearken to the voice of the Lord your God to obey all His word, obey all His commands, all these blessings. Well, anyhow, you know, I thought, but God, there's some cattle in there I hadn't seen. Guess what happened? That was quickened to me, right? Made real to me. Then I thought, glory to God, there's my cows. And I just laid hold of them. I said, thank you, Lord, right now for my cows. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Lord, your word says that you own the cattle on 1,000 hills. Thank you, Lord, for my cows. I go over every day. I thank you for them cows on this. I didn't even have it all pastured in yet, Sandy. Actually, the guy that was helping me died. And I thought, oh my God, halfway through and died. Well, I'm down there and I thought, bless God, that's not going to stop me. Everybody around here can die. And I'm going to have cows, so I'm going to fence this in. So I'm down there working on it, and I got down to last stretch. You know, I go down there after work and all that and work on it, and I'm running my last pasture fence down to the end through a swamp. Terrible. That swamp didn't stop me. Well, I got a phone call from this guy. And he said, hey, is this Scotty Weston? I said, yeah, this is him. And he said, hey, he said, somebody told me and give you my number that you needed some hay for your cows. I thought, I don't got them yet. Now, I thought about that a second. And I thought, my cows. I got them in here, but they're not. I said, yeah, absolutely. I need some hay for my cows. When you want to bring it? He said, well, he said, I'll bring it. He said, I can bring you a load a few days or whatever. And I said, well, I said, the only problem right now, I said, I hadn't got my tractor to unload it. I didn't have a tractor to unload no hay, man. And he said, well, that's all right. He said, we can roll it off. I thought, man, it was big rolls of hay. And I said, I don't know about that, man. I said, will they bust open? Will they fall apart? I hadn't ever had no hay. I don't know. Oh, nah, they're out real tight and blah, blah, blah. Well, I said, well, bring my hay for my cows. He gets up there and he said, where's your cows? And I said, well, they ain't got here yet. I got them, but they just ain't been delivered yet. Now, he can understand that. You know, he thinks they're on their way sooner or later. So we unload the hay, you know, and I stood there and I thought, this is what acting on the word is. But God, you ain't got to see them cows. Right? You ain't got to see your victory in your body. But God, you act on the word. I was acting on the word of God, Deuteronomy chapter 28. And you know what, praise God, I went on and I did that, and it wasn't too long, praise God, till this guy had that whole herd over there. I bought him, and it was a miracle. Teresa paid about over $1,000 or so on my cows. Woo! She is getting in on her harvest. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, see, what I'm saying is, I done went through and built one herd too much over it. I had too many. I had too many on that pasture, man. They know not enough grass. So I kept a half a herd and sold a whole herd and tripled my money on what I give for the first herd. And the brand new ones are the ones I got out of the first herd that I kept. Now they done had their second and third babies now. Now I'm building my second herd. And guess what? They better know that they'll have a new home sooner or later. But you know what? out of me believing God and acting on it. I'm not just telling you my story. I'm telling you, acting on God's word without seeing any evidence or anything will cause it to become reality to you. Praise God. Jesus said it there in Matthew. He said, these that hear my word, hear these sayings of mine and act on them and do them. To do them, you got to embrace them. You got to act on it. And he said, they're the ones. Give me that Hebrews 11:7. Believing and acting on God's word is how it becomes a reality. This is Noah. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, things not seen as yet moved with reverence, fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now I'm going to make a point here because God brought this up in my spirit. Noah, they had never seen rain ever. And God gives him the blueprint of how to build that ark. Gopher Wood told him what to use, told him the two or three stories, whatever it was, told him all of that. And Noah, by faith, the Bible says, don't it? God said it, and Noah acted on it. Right? Despite all of those people that told him he was foolish. Despite all of his family that wouldn't join in and get in agreement. All of those, it said they were condemned. They would not believe. But my point and God's point to me about this right now is that Noah acted on the word of God by doing it. He acted on the word of God, and sure enough, he got the boat built, the ark built, and sure enough, his family got on there and the floods came. Just like God said. Well, he said that he was going to send, that Jesus was coming with healing in his wings, right? Well, he's done come. But Noah, because he believed what God said, I'm sure that he thought thoughts. I don't know it. The Bible don't tell us about it. But I'm sure that he laid there at night. It's going to rain. Water's going to come. It's going to flood us. I mean, you know, this can't be. This can't be. Well, Satan lays there in your mind and says, it's not going to happen for you. You know, it's not, your life ain't going to change. You can't be debt free. You can be debt free, but you won't never have nothing. See, he knows you can be debt free, but he wants you to believe that's all you're going to get. No, I can be debt-free and have what I want when I want it as long as it's okay with God and I acknowledge Him and He says, get it. I ask Him sometimes, God, what you want me to do today? And He'll say, go to work. Because He knows I can arrange stuff if I want to and I can go ride with Travis now. Now I go to work. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, acting on the word brought it in reality, the promises that God had told him would happen. He acted on the word of God. Did you know that, give me that Romans 4. Abraham done the same thing. I preach it a lot here. As it is written, right? Don't skip that part. As it is written. God had told him back yonder in Genesis. And it says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of men before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. That's why I do that over my life. I'm like God. The Bible, I can show you scripture in the Bible where it says, as God is, so are we in this world. If he called Abraham the father of many nations, and it happened, and he says we're like him, As God is, so are we. Then what are we should be doing? Like God. We're supposed to imitate God. Be imitators of God as dear children, the Scripture says. I know, man, it's hard for some preachers to preach what I'm preaching, that we can think like God, that we can command stuff like God. All we got to have is God's go-ahead. God's okay. Praise God. And we got God's Word. There's some things you don't got to wonder what the will of God is. You ain't got to wonder if it's the will of God for you to be saved. You ain't got to wonder if it's the will of God for you to be healed. The Scripture is very clear on it. You ain't got to wonder if God put sickness on people to teach them stuff. That is not God's will. That is not based on Scripture. The Scripture says by He paid a heavy, hard, bad price that me and you can get rid of this junk. Can stand against sickness and disease. Can defy our heart. Can live beyond our heart. I refuse to get in agreement with the doctors that I've got heart disease. I mean, it stopped up. I mean, you know, dirt daubers stopped my siphon hose up, you know, and get in there where I can't siphon gas. Sometimes I still do, you know. But I don't throw the hose away and say it's just deformed. Right? I take a blow bob or something, whip it, blow it out, clean it out a little bit, get my gas out of there. There ain't nothing wrong with the hose pipe. Well, that's what somebody told me one time. They said, well, what'd they say? You got heart disease? I said, yeah, but they don't know. I ain't got no heart disease. I said, how can my heart have a disease when all it was my veins going to my heart was stopped up, and they took some good ones out of my legs and put in there. Now I got another at least 52 years on them veins, got new ones. Well, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying the doctors, they know what they know. They go by the books. I went to the doctor one time, and I told him all my symptoms, and he run some blood, and he said, I'll be right back. He said, I'm going to look at the book. And I said, what? He said, I'm going to kind of look in the book to see. He's going to in the book to see what my symptoms are so he can determine what might be wrong with me. Then he can give me some whatever he thinks I need based on that. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm thankful for doctors and all of that. But I know one, hallelujah, that has a natural healer. Natural healing in our body, praise God. I refuse. I was going down the road the other day and don't just do this stuff in church. I was going down the road the other day, and I looked over at Travis, and I said, you know, Smith Wigglesworth, I said, I believe it was him. I said, they asked him how he felt. I said, he told them he don't ask himself how he feels. I don't ask myself how I feel. Do I feel healed? Do I feel strong? Do I feel prosperous? No, a lot of times I feel yucky. Right? A lot of times things ain't going in my favor looking in, and I feel cursed. What do you do with that? You cast that thing down. You say, nope, God's Word. Now, when you do that, you're acting on according to the Word now. You're not going by how you feel. Sometimes I don't feel like Teresa loves me. But I'll ask her, you know good and well I love you. I've been with you my whole life. Well, I used to might would ask, do you love me? Do you still love me? Do you still love me? Well, I'm convinced now after I give her to God, she can't leave and she's got to love me. How come? The Bible says for us to love one another. Right? Well, I believe she does. I believe. What am I saying? I'm not going by how I feel anymore. Look, God, I'm going by what the Word of God. The Bible says for me to love my wife as Christ so loved the church. Seeing y'all guys, if y'all ever want to get a wife and all of that, just go ahead and just start loving her before you ever see her. That's kind of like getting hay before you get the cows. Right? Use the Word. Go ahead and get a foundation built on the Word. And so then when that woman comes and she ain't all that you had imagined in your mind, you know, then you're not too shocked. Right? That's what people do. They imagine how to be if they get them a woman. How to be. And, oh, you're just going to sit there and you're just going to drool over your supper. Now, that's good and great to have a vision like that. But you know what, praise God? Don't come apart when it don't happen the way that you had planned. I told Travis the other day, and I preached it here. You know, the Lord told me one time, He said, if you're not flexible, you'll break. Now, He don't mean yield to unbelief and doubt. How many knows that whenever you're acting on God's Word and you're saying God's Word, you're saying no to unbelief? You don't really have to fight unbelief if you let God's Word be first place. I call it first place and final authority. It's first place and final authority over my finances. And I'm at the place today, and some of y'all are. I've seen God take them so broke that they asked me, "Can I come and tithe my food stamps?" And I'm like, "Oh my God, man, we're not a grocery store. How are we gonna spend food stamps?" Y'all quiet. I said, "I'll tell you what you do." I said, "We got a food pantry." All we had was a food pantry then. I said, "We got a food pantry in there. Just buy $80 worth of food that you would eat." Don't just buy them green beans. I don't eat them. Well, I'll do when Trace cooks. We're eating low-calorie stuff right now. It's good. Boiled cabbage, smoked something. I don't know what it is. I'm still hungry. I eat supper and I come to church hungry. I'm like, man, I'm hungry. You know? And so they did that. Mac, they did it. I ain't gonna deny them. I know if you give, you tithe, whatever you're in, you don't say food stamps. They're not food stamps in the Bible. It says, honor the Lord with the first fruits of all your increase. I guess that would mean food stamps. Right? Then he said, so shall your... Well, those people, and they're not the only ones, they went from suicidal. I led them to Jesus. I surrendered to the Lord on a Tuesday night right here at this altar. I didn't even have altar calls, but they just run to the altar, so I was forced. And so they went, and that whole family, I was preaching on healing. That's what I was preaching on. And the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, whatever He did. But anyways, those people went from nothing, having nothing, to, for you know it, making $5,000 a week. A week. Not a month. Not a year. I mean, the Word of God works. They begin, you'd hear that person all the time, I'm blessed going in, blessed going. Didn't even know what he was saying other than he heard it and acted on it. I had one lady here. Now, see, when I preach this stuff, I'm acting on the Word, right? I mean, I believe the Word. I believe if I preach it under the anointing. And I believe if you hear with spiritual ears, and you open your heart up to the Lord and you act on the Word, I believe you will prosper. I believe you'll be healed. I believe you'll come out. I believe your family will be restored. I believe it. I believe it. And when I leave, a lot of times, because I'm acting on the Word, I look at people's lives and I'm like, God, it's not doing no good. I mean, I'm preaching to no prevail. I mean, God, they just get worse. They just get worse. But see, I've learned that when I'm going forward and I'm doing the will of God, sometimes things get worse. That's why you got to fight. You got to press. You got to move forward. And if you do fail, get up and go again. Don't just quit because things don't happen, or maybe you make a mistake, or, you know, get up and move. Abraham did it. Who against hope believed in hope, verse 18. That he might become the father of many nations, according to that what? Which was spoken. So shall thy seed be. Well, we are the seed of Abraham. We're the descendants of Abraham. Because Abraham acted on the word of God, and I mean he was 100 years old, 90, and Sarah was 90, they acted on the word of God, I mean when it was impossible for that to happen. And because they acted on the word of God, Jesus came through his lineage. He believed God. He staggered not, goes on, the Bible says, he staggered not in unbelief concerning the promises of God. It says, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, counting God that he was able to perform what he had spoken to him. Now, I believe the Bible is that God is and will perform the word of God. I see it in all of y'all's lives that are here. But God's going to quicken us to even deeper things, ministries, things in our life. And don't say, God, I'm doing ministry, so you need to heal me. That's works. Your healing, your finances, is not based on your performance. It's based on your faith. Everything, you got to believe God, not whether you deserve it or you don't deserve it. Praise God. Now, if God's convicting you of things, I mean, that can stand in the way. If you don't yield to him, that can stand in the way of your faith. But if God's dealing with you, just do your best to yield and God help me and all of that and draw from him and all of that stuff, you know. But it's not none of it based on your... It's not because I pastor that I'm blessed. Actually, I got robbed a few times while I was evangelizing. They actually took my offerings. and in the natural, I'm going to take care of it. When I get home, I'm going to call and blah, 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 you know. I'd open the offering up and God said, don't do it. Don't call. And the Lord asked me, he said, I thought you didn't preach for money. Well, see, what God was doing right then is God was correcting my thinking and my heart so that I would not ever let any wrong done to me get any kind of bitterness because it was going to stand in the way of my purpose. That's you. See, I'm up here tonight operating in my calling, my fivefold calling. But out yonder, I don't operate in that fivefold calling a lot. I stand on and act on the word just like we all do. I have to act on the word of God. Just because I know a lot, does not mean I act on everything. I have to choose and make a conscious choice just like they did, and the promise came. Hallelujah. Praise God. Speaking God's word, Proverbs 18:21. You don't have to turn her best. She's got it. But it says, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat the fruit of it. That what that means is, you know, they're not coming to see me. You're giving voice to what you feel. You're just giving voice to what you feel. That's death. Because God's word says contrary. I work all things together. It don't say kids, grandkids. It says all things. I work all things together for the good. Mom had a problem one time. Her kids wasn't coming to see her. And I told her, I said, well, Mom, I said, you know, I said, every time they come over, I said, because you're meditating on this stuff, you know, they never, I said, you just blast them. Y'all never come see me. I said, and they don't want to come. I said, but I said, I understand your feelings and your emotions. I said, but be thankful. I said, thank God when they do come. I said, and when you're not, I said, then you won't be in that bitter spirit, you know, upset at them because, you know, it's all about you. I said, I know you want to see kids. I said, but you know, why don't you thank God when they do come? You know, and I mean, I go over there and I go all the time. She'd get you something to eat out of the refrigerator. She never said nothing to me, you know, because I'm over there a lot and everything, but I was trying to help her, you know. You got to come out of that griping and complaining and be thankful and praising God. Well, she's got to stand on the word of God. And you know what? She somewhat did that. She told me later on, she said, they're coming to see me more. I'm not griping. I'm not complaining. Well, what was happening? She got over in the spirit. She got over in, she got over there, you know, and she quit speaking unbelief and all of that, and she began to believe God. She began to thank God, and they started coming more. But death and life is in the power of the tongue. You don't need to be saying out of your mouth, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Well, it says there's life and power. So when you're speaking God's word over your circumstances, you're rehearsing God's word, whether it's to encourage yourself or engaging, you know, now you're speaking life. You're speaking life into that problem, life into that situation, just like God did and just like they did. You're speaking life into it, you know. I'll never prosper. I heard there's somebody in this church and they come up for prayer, you know, and they're like, every time I go to prosper, somebody steals my reward. And I said, what? That was the first time I'd ever heard that stuff. You know, I'll be like, there's no way they're going to get my money. There's no way. God told me that he would bless me going in. There ain't no way somebody would step in and say, I called it for you. No, he spoke that to me. So I looked at them and I said, that's not scriptural. I said, you're believing a lie. I said, so now you're blaming everybody. You're angry at everybody for you not prospering. I said, you're believing wrong. I said, you got to focus in on God, that nothing can stop your prosperity. Nothing can stop your blessings coming to you. Not anybody, not anything can stop what you're believing God for. Your faith opens an avenue that puts it in a lane that nothing, a shield of faith, quenches all the fiery darts, right? Ephesians 6. So everything is coming my way and on my journey, praise God, and I'm the only one that can speak against and cause God to be limited in what he can do for me. You can't limit God. He's limitless. There's no limits on God. I mean, he is an unlimited God. Now, if I get in unbelief and all of that, Jesus made it very clear. He went down there and he could do no mighty works because of their unbelief. What they simply, I believe, unbelief. You can speak unbelief over your stuff. I just don't know if I'm going to prosper or not. I just don't know if I'm going to be healed or not. And I don't know. You're speaking death. You're not acting on the word of God. In order for it to work, act on the word of God. Now I'm going to close. God's word renews our mind. God's word transforms our mind and our lives. It does, praise God. So I want to encourage you, praise God, you know, stay acting on God's word. And God's not bringing that here because we don't do it. But just like Sandy brought it up, you know, and stirring us up comes by hearing, faith comes by hearing, and sometimes I need to be reminded to stay acting on God's word. Hallelujah, praise God. Let's bow our heads.